into the kingdom of heaven, and that's through the door, Jesus Christ. There'll be no illegal aliens in heaven. There's no back door entrance. There's no getting through that door through church membership. There's no entrance through the door of tradition or through the door of good works. Citizenship in His kingdom is only obtained by receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior from sin. This is the door, period. So have you had a life-changing experience, a new revelation with the King and His kingdom? Maybe you're standing at the door right now, desiring entrance. If so, what is the key that will grant you an entrance? Well, it's throughout the Scripture. But the jailer asked Paul and Silas what he had to do to enter in. And what was he told? He said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And later he declared, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And when Peter was asked what was needed for salvation, he said, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So to believe, to ask Jesus for salvation, to repent and be baptized, these are the key that unlocks the door at the border and will grant you citizenship in God's eternal kingdom. So you must go in at the door. Have you? Do you believe in Jesus? Have you personally called out to Him in prayer for salvation? Have you repented of your sins? Have you been baptized? If you haven't yet, I pray that you will do that. And then, as citizens of heaven, we can appreciate the Lord's Supper. Amen? Such citizenship is really what we're celebrating here today. For the communion service we observe today is a celebration of Christ's substitutionary sacrifice applied on our behalf for each one of us sitting here this morning. And only this will grant us an entrance at the border into the heavenly kingdom. So if anyone here is at the border desiring entrance this morning, I would like us at this time to pray a prayer of dedication and or rededication before we partake of the communion. Is that okay? So at this time, all that can, let's kneel and let's have a special prayer. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we know and believe that without Jesus coming down here and dying in our place, not a one of us would make it. But we also know, because He did, not one of us need be lost. We have a Savior. We have a Redeemer. And Lord, we all feel our need of You in our lives right now. If anyone is at that door right now seeking entrance, or all of us that have entered, we need to recommit, rededicate our lives often to You. We want to come to You today and do that and receive the pardon and the peace and the forgiveness and the eternal life that You have to offer. So today I pray, and anyone here too, I pray again that Jesus Christ will be my Lord and my Savior from sin. And Lord, we also pray that You will cleanse us with the blood of Christ's sacrifice. Cleanse us of our sins. And then create in us that new heart, the heart that walks with You all the way to entrance into Your heavenly kingdom. Oh Lord, may that day be soon when You come to end the suffering down here and make all things new. And we know, Lord, Your children, those who hold citizenship in Your kingdom, will get to go in and enjoy eternity with You and with all who love You. This is our prayer for each of us here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So in our church, we always celebrate an open communion. Any believer is welcome to join in with us. We also celebrate the full communion, which includes the John 13 portion of called the Ordinance of Humility. And so at this time, we're going to separate and enjoy that portion of the service. We'll be back here momentarily for the emblems. And the women, I think, are meeting in these two rooms up here, correct? And then the men downstairs. And then we'll be back here shortly for the emblems. If you're for some reason unprepared, feel free just to stay here for a bit of prayer or reading your Bible. We'll be back in just a moment. Let's separate at this time.